Saudi state-run media say a Yemeni rebel attack on the Saudi border town of Jizan killed two people and wounded seven more late Friday. The Saudi press agency said Yemen's Houthi rebels launched a projectile that killed a Saudi citizen and a Yemeni resident. It said six of the wounded were Saudis and one was a Bangladeshi national. Shrapnel also smashed into nearby cars and shops. Cross-border attack is just the latest in Yemen's long-running civil war by the Shiite Houthi rebels following an escalation of Saudi-led military coalition airstrikes on the rebel-held capital of Sana'a. Saudi airstrikes rocked Sana'a early Friday, hitting a military camp near the city center, this according to both Houthi and Saudi media. A South African cabinet minister on Friday urged the cancellation of an upcoming U.S. auction of a key to the Robben Island prison cell where Nelson Mandela, the country's first black president, was long jailed for his opposition to apartheid. The key is among Mandela memorabilia being sold by Guernsey's auction house in New York on January 28th. Most of the items were provided by members of Mandela's family to raise funds for a planned museum and garden around his grave, while the key is being sold by Mandela's former jailer, who became his friend. Rescuers in northern Myanmar said the confirmed death toll from a landslide at an illegal jade mine had risen to six on Friday, as they called off the search operation with dozens still missing and presumed dead. Scores die each year working in the country's lucrative but poorly regulated jade trade, which sees low-paid migrant workers scrape out gems highly coveted in neighboring China. Authorities had initially estimated at least 70 people were feared missing after the torrent of rocks and earth swept into the lake early Wednesday. Later said they were still trying to confirm that figure.